Morning Routines with the I Love Success podcast.
Do you feel mornings are important, and what do you do in the morning?
Well, of course, mornings are very important. It depends on what we're doing. Like lately, I've actually gone up quite late in the mornings because we've had very, very late night calls with Europe and just late night meetings with the whole blockchain gang. But normally, I think that, you know, getting up early is for me very refreshing. You have the...
What is early for you?
You know, around six or so. And that's refreshing to me because there's a new day, right? The air is fresh and you, the birds are chirping, and you just feel to me, the energy in the air is just amazing. But am I a big believer in like the early bird gets the worm and all that stuff? No, I mean, I know guys who get up at noon and just are way more successful than any of us will ever be. So, but to me, mornings are important. And then the routine is, I like having, so I juice a bunch of vegetables just to get like a nutritional kick right in the morning. And then I meditate.
How do you meditate?
In the morning, it's visualization. So I visualize the day. I visualize myself as being, you know, healthy, wealthy, and important, pretty much. But depending on what happens during the day, I visualize everything with great outcomes.
Do you use any specific tool to do that, or you just sit down and put on some music, or just...
Yeah, I mean, I either classical music or just quiet in the background, and I just sit down for 10 minutes and close my eyes and focus on my breathing and then start generating images in my head. Yeah, and then my you know, my ceremonial cup of tea, and then just ready to kick ass, you know? That's about it. I don't do anything really crazy. I know some people go to the gym at 5 a.m. and like, I can't do that.
Yeah. But what is the first thing that comes to your mind when you wake up? Because I know you start with meditation, visualization, mm-hmm. but let's talk about you're still in the bed. Do you work with your mind in some way, conscious or unconscious?
Yeah. The first thing I do is I say thank you. Yeah. Because I get to live another day. Yeah. In this fantastic world, and I'm very grateful for that. So I think having, you know, being grateful and saying it out or thinking it out loud, being a very spiritual person, I believe that it sends ripples out to start. So that's the first thing, I think. And then depending on the morning, I try to not check the phone for at least half an hour, but sometimes I've definitely failed at that. But yeah, that's it. I give thanks. I get up and do my thing.
So how long do you meditate in the morning?
About 10, 15 minutes. Yeah, and the same at night too. But at night it's more just blanking out the mind and... and using, there's an app called Headspace that's fantastic. It really teaches you about being in what's called a receptive mode. Yeah. So don't listen for stuff. Don't focus on stuff. Just let it happen. You know, it's okay to have negative thoughts. Just don't focus on them. It's okay to feel stressed. It's okay to feel good. It's okay to feel whatever you feel and think whatever you think. But just don't focus on it. Let it be.